If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
A new study found that people are more willing to stick to their New Year's resolution goals if they actually enjoy the process, not just value the outcome.
No kidding! Again, really, people stick to doing things they like.
Yeah!
Huh. Maybe who would have thunk it?
Maybe do it in a way that
I keep
enjoy.
Eating this ice cream. I think I like it.
I think I like it.
Come on. This is good.
Right. He stopped eating his ice cream.
But what are those self-improvement goals?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more daily goals for self-improvement in 2025. A little late in the year for this, don't you think there, Mikey?
Yeah.
I guess better late than never. Here's how I approach life in 2025. I say carpe diem. That's right, seize the day, you crazy SOB. Here's what works for me. I start the day at 4:15. I take a shot of Jack. I walk the dog. I smoke a cigarette. Drink some coffee. Lay down a heater. Shower. Another shot and I'm out the door. I can hear you judging, and guess what? I give zero Fs. Positive Friday.
Thank you, VD.
Lay down a heater.
Damn, man. Personal development goal examples to go after in 2025. I'm doing this just because I want to see if anybody's actually still doing this kind of stuff.
All right.
All right. Improving your time management. Has anybody improved their time management in here?
You know what? Actually, I have.
According to Indeed, making better use of your time can help you improve productivity, manage stress, and meet deadlines, all of which can improve your work performance. Yeah. I agree. I've also been really kind of hammering down my time.
Yeah. I'll put a lot more on my plate, so I decided, all right, you need to start working smarter.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, productivity for sure.
Mine's going to bed earlier, so I get more sleep, so I take the time that way, so at least my body can rest.
I like it.
Ted's like, no comment.
No. Nope. stop procrastinating. According to research published in Frontiers, procrastination can lead to increased stress and unhealthy habits for managing stress. This is because procrastinators are more likely to exhibit avoidant behaviors as deadlines move closer.
It's because you're also stacking up things that need to be done.
I do not procrastinate.
The pile is getting bigger.
Unless it's corporate stuff, I procrastinate. Honest to God, like if they're like, "Hey, do this training, do this thing," I'll get there, man.
Yeah.
Anything else? I know.
You finished your vibes there,
no,
buddy?
No.
Uh-huh.
But anything?
They just closed my ticket again.
Oh, he already knew the answer.
Damn it, Steve.
Everything else, I don't. That stuff, I do. At least I'm honest about it.
I kind of have a limit as far as my pile goes.
All right.
I'll procrastinate a few things if I can afford for it to be procrastinated, if you get what I mean.
If you have other things to do, I think, but isn't that kind of order of importance?
Absolutely.
I'm not procrastinating on that. There's just more important things that need to be done.
Right. But there are certain things, you know, that I get a busy day on here. Like Fridays. Fridays are a very, very busy day for me, and I have a lot of stuff that I had to get done today. Hammer it down. I don't take near as many walks around the building as I normally do.
Right,
I get in here a little bit earlier. Yeah. Hammer it down. Working on your time.
I would say with the time thing, I've been better about trying to own my time.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to rush. If I show up a little bit late, like, those people are going to be there.
There you go.
I don't have to go to everything.
There you go. Limit your social media usage. I'm not talking to YouTube.
Yeah. That one's tough.
I've found some success with basically leaving the work social media signed in on my phone, because then I open it up. It's like, work. And then I'll go away from it.
Right.
The one still gets me is TikTok. I can watch videos for hours.
Yeah. I can still get stuck in X for a while, just like,
oh, what's the big story? What's going on?
What's happening there? Practice some self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Make it a goal to create time to focus on yourself. Incorporate more self-care practices into your daily routine, such as mindful breathing, meditation, and journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings at the end of each day gives you an opportunity to self-reflect and identify areas of your life that you want to change.
I thought it was like popping blackheads.
Trim a toenail.
I should get that one. Hold on. I got tweezers.
I'm going to start that next week when I have more time.
I'm going to dig that out of there. What is that anyway?
Goals for self-improvement. Are we still doing this here in July? Work on your public speaking skills.
Ooh.
All right.
We should probably do that.
You know what? I have a book that I should read.
I've been putting it off.
Yeah. Prioritize your physical health. I will say I've been working a lot more on that this year.
I can't say I've prioritized. I don't neglect it any worse.
Okay.
The last 3.5 months, I've been really back on it.
Oh, yeah?
Same.
All right.
Yeah, just like taking time off from certain things, doing this.
Yeah, you have.
And then me and my buddy Rob, we're all about that zone two or morning walks. We get coffee.
Attaboy.
You doing the Japanese walk?
We
walk fast for 3 minutes and walk slow for 3 minutes and walk fast for 3 minutes.
No, we just try to keep a pace to keep our heart rate in a certain zone.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been kind of hammering home the diet. I've been working out 4 days out of the week, and I've been doing pretty good. But then our buddy Chaz came in here with cookies that his wife made, and now I've completely been derailed.
It's Friday. Positive Friday.
I've been derailed.
Positive
man.
Friday.
Focusing on the present. Again, these are goals for self-improvement. Letting go of the past can help you overcome feelings of regret and shame that might continue to weigh you down.
Yep.
It also enables you to live in the present and enjoy what's going on around you.
That's like when I bumped that old lady and knocked her down the stairs yesterday. Like, by the time she hit the bottom stair, I was like, you know, I'm not worried about it.
No.
It's time for me to move on.
I'm living in the now.
And you screaming for help is disrupting that.
Call an ambulance.
God forbid.
I'm living in the present.
Yeah. Like, sturdy base, Grandma.
Yeah.
Maybe try it.
You're old enough to know that.
Do some squats. Get some actual, like,
yeah.
Engage your core. Right. And you wouldn't be down there at the bottom of the stairs.
Work on your mobility.
When
damn.
I hit that little kid with the shopping cart, I'm like, I'm already done with this. Work, stop crying.
Work toward a better work-life balance. Having a better work-life balance comes with loads of benefits. It can help you pour yourself into your career without sacrificing time spent with loved ones. It enables you to work hard without burning yourself out.
You know what? I've really tried to do this year is work more to get away from my kids. And I'm telling you, the balance has been fantastic.
That's the whole thing with the Coldplay thing. That guy just, that CEO.
Oh, he's coming up.
He didn't have enough balance.
That's right. That's all it is.
He didn't have to take his coworkers out. You know, but he was always working, Mike.
You know, I found that if you work extra hard and, like, try to do as much of your work as you can before, you know, at the beginning of the day, you can kind of spend the rest, either the back half of the day, just spending time with family and focusing on yourself and your home life. Really helps. Develop a growth mindset.
All right.
Having a growth
mindset. It's going to get bigger. I swear.
Come on.
I swear, baby.
Today's the day.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Having a growth mindset means believing that success comes from constant self-development. You can achieve this by using the Kaizen method, which is a goal.
Kaizen.
Which is a goal.
Pookie.
We're back to Pookie. It's a goal attainment method for time management and boosting results to map out your action plan.
Okay. Hear that, Pookie? Map it out.
How big is it in your heaven, Miles?
Well, I mean, the Hulkster, he's 12. I mean, me, Jimmy Montgomery, I'm 4.
Mike Montgomery. Boost your communication skills. Again, these are goals for
self. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
I'm Pookie.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah?
For what? What'd you do?
I met a
Russian dude that's married to a Ukrainian, and
all right.
They were trying to figure out something, and I don't know. Drunk Ted figured it out finally, and they were like, thank you. I was like, I got you.
Drunk okay. Ted. That's his alter ego when he's a superhero. Right now, he's just Ted Smith.
Yeah. The way that you set that up, Ted, I thought that they were having a conflict.
I know.
And then your drunk ass walked up and said, have you thought of it this way? And then that was it.
She is an artist.
Okay.
Which she does not speak a lot of English.
All right.
She had on this white, like, long skirt. And she kept asking people for their mods. So finally I just said, hey, hang on, let's figure this out. Long story, she's an artist from Ukraine who wanted the Americans at this party to write American mottos on her dress as an art piece. Hmm. So when I connected it all together and went, and you want that on that, they were like, yes!
I thought when you said she's wearing a white dress, you're like, oh, you should just shout that out. You're better. Just rub it out with cold water and baking soda.
Heroes die. Legends live forever.
That's right.
That's what I wrote. Okay. It's from The Sandlot.
Okay. Nothing from Platoon. Or one of your other uplifting movies.
Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
This one's from Schindler's List.
Oh, God.
And then I'll leave you with this last goal for self-improvement. Building. Your emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is
I know exactly why I'm mad at you. Yes.
Emotional intelligence is a skill that can help you better understand your emotions and the emotions of others. It can improve your emotional regulation.
I understand your emotion, I just don't agree.
And self-awareness while also enabling you to interpret and respond well to the feeling of others. I will say that is one thing. The wife and I watch a lot of reality shows.
Yeah.
And you can see what a lack of emotional intelligence is. And I feel so much better.
Is it kind of like read the room?
No, it's kind of like crying on your plants to save water.
No. It's, yeah. It's just stupid is what it is.